CliffCentral.com. Got to get to Collectomania this morning, which is always my favorite part of the week, and that's why we put it on a Monday to start your week off properly. I'm going to speak to a guy called Dr. Wayne Borowski. He is a big Liverpool fan, and just the other day, we had another doctor on who's a massive Manchester United fan, and it was great to see his collection. So in the interests of not upsetting the Liverpool fans, we decided we needed to also find someone who's a massive collector in that respect. And we have found such a person. Now, you remember we met Dr. Barry, and this week the Liverpool doctor is a completely different kettle of fish. He is Dr. Wayne Borowski. He's been collecting Liverpool stuff since he was a kid. His figurines have been collected over the past 15 years, and he's got some of those as well as his Liverpool collection. So let's go straight to him and see what he's up to. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hi, you legends. Good morning, everybody.
And, nice to see you.
Honored to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's good to see you. So I see all the Liverpool stuff on the... First of all, you're wearing a shirt, which is awesome, but I see a whole lot of the memorabilia on the walls and things there. I don't know if you saw Dr. Barry with us last week, but
he's a legend.
Yeah, he's terrific, and he's got this unbelievable collection of Man U stuff. Do you know him?
I know Barry very well. It's actually amazing. We often have similar patients. Obviously, uh-huh. We do different things to the patients, but often when he's treating them, they're mostly under anesthetic. So you can't traumatize them with the notion of being a Man United fan.
Yeah.
With me, I have their necks and their backs in my hands, so it's a lot more lethal if they really want to upset me. But he's an absolute legend, Gareth. He's a phenomenal man.
So you're a collector, and you probably know that there are people like you and I and Dr. Barry, we're all a little bit crazy. We start to get involved and obsessed with certain things, and we collect stuff in sometimes unnecessary and unreasonable quantities. And it all depends on how deep down the hole you go. Some people are enormously obsessed and base their entire life. They rebuild their house in order to accommodate their collections. They were willing to sacrifice relationships and God knows what else just to keep their collection going. But others are a little bit more reasonable. So how did this all start with you? Let's get into how it all began.
So I did listen to your one with Barry, and most of the guys with Liverpool or any football team, it's often through dad's influence. Mm-hmm. So that's obviously was the original roots. But in 1989, there was that horrific Hillsborough disaster.
Yes.
That a lot of people know about, but the fans were crushed. And I was a little oak in standard five, grade seven nowadays, and I was inconsolable. And I didn't make any sense. I don't know if it was a past life regression or if perhaps I was the Beatles in a past life. But I had no link there. I had no family there and some link to this amazing club. And that's pretty much what started the journey with Liverpool. And it's just got stronger over the years, and it's just been a phenomenal road.
So what do you collect? I mean, I could see some of the stuff in the picture behind you, but tell us what the collection comprises of.
So obviously all the tops each season, and then I've got all the signed shirts that we get from a certain company here, which is all the memorabilia that's signed from the players. And then the other side of the world is if I have a bad day with Liverpool, I can switch to the Marvel DC world, which I know I spoke to you guys about as well, which,
yes.
As you know, is also a huge world with the figurines. And what do you buy your 30-year-old son who's a bachelor? So my parents got me a Liverpool Batman and Superman figurine, and that started that journey when I was 30. And when we moved into Synergy Holistics, our medical center, the interior designer lady said, "You're not putting your Liverpool and your figurines in." And I said, "Hayley, doll, I am. You know, you want to have fun in your office. We're dealing with pain on a serious note." Barry will tell you, patients
sure.
come to us not because they want to, because the guys, you know, in such a dark world and a cynical world, you want to have a bit of fun. So it's always a great topic. I've even had grannies. My one patient is 110,
mm-hmm.
and she despises
what?
Elvis. Yep, Lee, and she despises Elvis Presley. And then we got into talking about Liverpool, and I got her to giggle, and we had a great chat. And so it's always a great point of reference to go to with the figurines and Liverpool.
It's a nice icebreaker, too, because people often look at doctors and they think you guys are superhuman. You don't have any life outside of being a doctor, and we think of you quite one-dimensionally. You know, obviously, the more we get to know our doctors, the more we tend to like them and gravitate towards their personalities, especially if we've been going to you for years. But it can be quite forbidding to go into a doctor's rooms, and everything is very organized and clean and clinical and not necessarily any signs of personality. I think it's much better to go into a doctor's rooms and he's got like DC and Marvel figurines all over the place. I think that's quite cool.
You know, Gar, I think one of the big things is, which is influenced in the movie Patch Adams, is humor. You know, healing, and this is a big thing now. Like, you know, we don't always take it on a jovial level with pathology and that, but, you know, if you can create humor in a lot of ways, that's part of healing. And, definitely, you know, nothing like a bit of laughter. And that's the joy of life. You've got to try to create some level of positivity when you're healing people.
Let's take a look at some of your stuff. First of all, there's this, cool, this shirt here. This is a Liverpool top. This is from when and who signed it? I can see lots of signatures on there.
Yeah, this is the league that we won after 30 years and 2 years ago, which obviously I think Liverpool won the league and then COVID entered. So maybe God upstairs, I heard you talking about him, maybe he wasn't happy that we won the league and they created COVID. So that's signed by the team where we won the champions a year ago, 2019-2020. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, some of this stuff is obviously quite valuable. Is it hard to find or is it easy to get hold of if you're prepared to pay?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the golf days and auctions, the guys do that. And there are certain companies that do source these for you. So there are collectibles, which down the line will have great value.
I mean,
it's a very special piece.
I'm going to bring Bulelo in this because you will know, I mean, from the exposure you have to people in sport and the sporting world, sports memorabilia is a massive, massive industry, right?
Oh, yeah. No, huge. And, you know, the thing about sports clubs is, and unless you're kind of on the inside here, is it's very difficult to explain this to people, is it's unique. It's even better than a wife because you never really get to choose your wife. Is she's kind of from around your family, your economic status, you know what I mean? So you don't really actually get to choose your wife. Your life circumstances determine that. You choose your football club. That is the most unique relationship a man can ever have. You can choose Chelsea, Arsenal, so to the dock. And then once you get to buy the memorabilia, it's becoming, and it's just getting started, by the way, with NFTs coming into it, it's a billion, if not trillion by now, dollar industry.
Oh, for
so,
sure.
Hey, Doc, you are onto something.
You definitely are. How about this?
You know,
go ahead. Yeah.
I was just saying, you guys mentioned him earlier, LeBron James, you know, so what the guys, particularly with Liverpool, you know, we've been bought up by FSG, Fenway Sports Group, who own the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. And Liverpool was in like a quagmire a few years ago with a lot of financial issues. And when they get guys like that who have linked on, as you say, the ambassadors, I mean, he will just do a simple tweet. And then the followers that he's got there linked to Nike and that, as you said, it definitely promotes the brand of the club and that. So that's the link there.
I love it. All right. So tell us what these two shirts are because I can recognize both of them, but I don't know who the signatures are. So tell us who's on there.
Okay. So that's pretty much the top one is actually when we won the Champions League in 2005 with Rafa Benitez.
Wow.
And the bottom one is actually, it was a bittersweet moment. I was actually at that game when Steven Gerrard slipped. We were a point of winning the league and he slipped against Chelsea. And we lost the league. So that's the shirt sign there. Just shows you that at Liverpool, we do have patience. We're not like Manchester who throw tantrums. It still goes on the wall.
And is the Gerrard signature on that shirt also, did he slip while doing the signature too? Or is it tidy?
Shame, man. It broke him, eh? I mean, he says he has sleepless nights still to this day. But he's a legend. And, you know, we're all human and guys make mistakes. And so he's a phenomenal man, eh?
What about this? Here are some of the DC and Marvel figurines. So how many of these do you have?
So these collected, like I said, when I was from 30. I'm 44 now. In fact, originally started, I had a big Superman picture that I wanted to put above my bed. And my mom and my sister said, you're not putting it above your bed if you ever want to get married. So that is what led to me collecting the figurines. And quite a few. I've collected them over the years. I've got some very special pieces from the different elements of Marvel and DC world, probably over about 120 pieces.
I mean, isn't DC and Marvel a bit like Man U and Liverpool? Like, if you you have to be one or the other, right? People don't take you seriously if you're into both. People are like, nah, you're full of shit. You have to be a DC person or a Marvel person. You have to be a Man U supporter or a Liverpool supporter. You can never be both.
So you know what? Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's only one real superhero who's Superman. And then the others are, it's nice to watch and that, you know, and then, you know, when the Marvel guys come in, yeah, I'll chirp them, you know, about DC. You know, like it's always good to live and to have, you got to promote yourself in life and you got to try to step up. So, you know, some guys, same as Man United guys, you go your whole life and not knowing, like I always say to patients, you know, you go your whole life having Bovril and then know the secret of Marmite at the end of your journey. It's the same story. Like, you know, you can go through that journey, Gav, when you know what greatness is, when you get to DC and Liverpool.
All right, here's a Spider-Man poster. This is next to your little cabinet of all your figurines. So what is this?
These are quotes I had done just for inspiration for patients. So it's pretty cool, especially the kids love it. It's actually funny, when the kids walk in there, you always expect the kids to be the most excited, but some of the parents, the fathers, like, they get more excited. And then you lose them for that second when you try to do a case history with that, like, why are they here to see you? And then you pretty much got to pull them back in and rein them back in, because they get totally overwhelmed by it, and they start to look at all the figurines. So it creates great joy. And it, like you said, it's a great icebreaker when you want to chirp the guys.
And also, I suppose for some of them, it just puts them at ease. No one wants to go to the doctor. You usually go when something's wrong with you or when you're concerned about something. So if you can go there and actually be a little bit distracted, it probably makes people calmer and more receptive to listening to you and to paying attention to themselves and their health a little bit more closely. I think it's terrific. It's just it's friendly. It's fun. Why do you have an Argentina shirt? This is interesting to me. And this is something I would like. Tell me about this.
Okay, it's pretty much because of Diego Maradona. Mm-hmm. That was when I was a little okey, and the same with him. I mean, he was a big influence through my dad, and just loved him. I think, you know, if you read up about him, you know, I think that a lot of the guys were very much against him. I think there was a lot of jealousy towards him. You know, you see with a lot of these superstars that don't get guarded properly. You know, a lot of these kids are very impoverished.
Yeah.
You know, he got into drugs in Napoli with the mafia there in Barcelona. It was very sad. A phenomenal man, probably the ultimate footballer of all time, would be arguably from a lot of guys. But that's the whole Argentina link. That's, I would say, my national side, even though I'm South African. But I just love the journey through Diego.
Is Maradona's signature on that shirt?
No. This is the side from the World Cup in 2014, which is Messi and those chaps.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because that's my team when the World Cup rolls around, Argentina.
Amazing.
I've been watching them for years.
Good.
All right. Well, listen, this is really cool. Would you suggest that people, you know, who don't collect, because we know a couple of these people that they're not as obsessed and crazy as you and I or any of the other people we've had in Collectomania. What does it do for you? Because you've spoken quite nicely about what it means to the patients and how it helps to just make you more accessible to them. And you have fun doing it, obviously. But what does it do for you? I mean, when you acquire something that you've looked for and wanted for a long time for your collection, how does that feel? And explain to people why it's such a big deal for us, those of us who collect.
I think that it just gives me a perspective. You know, we often get lost in the journey. You know, we get into a rut in work, or we get into a rut in life and that. So with my type of work, you know, you're dealing with pain all day with patients. And sometimes just you turn and you have a quick look at something or one of the quotes here that I'll read here and that, and it just actually ignites you in a way. And, you know, I think it's great to have interest in life, and, you know, it can be anything. That's the beauty of life. We have to cherish. If anything we've learned over the last 2 years is we must be in the moment. And on a musical, which is one of my passions, I can't blast musicals in here with patients. But it's you know, the one thing is a musical called Rent, which is No Day But Today. And that's very much how we grew up, my family, is just live in the moment. And I think with figurines and collectibles on any facet, I've got patients from cigars or collect, as I've seen a lot of your Collectomania stuff you guys do. I mean, it's amazing. But for me, it ignites me, and it gives me perspective of a little bit of celebration every day of life. And pretty much it just reignites it for me every day. And that's the
terrific
reason what it fulfills
good
me.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So we've got obviously to thank the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop for making this possible every week for us, because we found the most incredible people. And here we have a second doctor in a row who collects all kinds of sports memorabilia. And in this case, also with Dr. Wayne, he's got like a whole bunch of figures, action figures too, from the DC and Marvel universe. If you have a collection that you want to share with us, get hold of us on contact@cliffcentral.com, and we would love to have you on and feature you and your collection. You may as well show off a little bit. I was talking to someone on Friday, and she told me that she's got a relative who collects Pez dispensers. You know those Pez dispensers? But like hundreds of them. Every imaginable Pez dispenser you could think of. And this is the collection, and I'll try and get that person on because I think that's pretty wild. Imagine collecting something as specific as that. It's amazing.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Doc, thanks very much for your time this morning. It's good to see you.
Be safe, guys. Thanks for all that.
You too. Cheers, there we go.
Bye, everybody.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
Mm. All these people with these weird collections, it makes me feel very normal with my collections. You know, there are plenty of those. Michael says, his collection is immaculately presented, beautiful to look at for sure. The vibrant colors pull the eye. I love these collection encounters. Yeah, it's definitely, like, it's a wacky thing, and not everybody's into it. But it makes everything about that person just seem that little bit more intriguing, right? CliffCentral.com